Well, our life was very strange because we did not believe, we never believed to our government, to our newspapers, and we saw only life, only lie in our life, and we was afraid to speak about political, and about some ideas of freedom, and so on. And maybe therefore we never thought about politics. We not therefore afraid. But we never know about what is truth, what is lie.
One of the main idea of that communist society was to create a new man, really a man with new soul. When I was boy, it was before the war, I was also I used to think that it is a way to change our mentality. It will be enough to build new society. And it was, by the way, why they supported Lysenko so much, because Lysenko believes that genes don't exist, because if you will believe in genes, you don't believe that you can change the people so quickly in the course of at least 100 years, and they wanted to change people radically in the course of several tens years. So the best way to change people so quickly is just to kill them. It is the only way, and they did it. I began to doubt of this idea in 1940s, when I was a student. Because Lysenko theory was crucial for this kind of atheism. I just traveled to his farm, not his private farm, of course, to his experimental farm. And I checked what was written in newspapers about his success, and I saw no success. And I understood at that moment that everything was lie. So after that, I understood that Marxism is not science. It was enough for me.
My father, who is physicist, a scientist, he had to go to Yugoslavia for conference. He said that he thought that Czechoslovakia can to come to communism its own way. And after that, it was forbidden to him to go not only to Yugoslavia, but on all his life to go abroad. And from that time, he never was abroad. He was invited very often because he was a brilliant scientist.
Also 1961, als die Mauer gebaut wurde, war ich 15,5 Jahre. Und kann mich eigentlich noch ganz genau daran erinnern. Meine Eltern, wir wollten in West-Berlin ins Kino gehen und hatten auch schon Kinokarten. Aber
vormittags, And they saw Panzer, I don't know the word for Panzer, in the street, and they heard them that Ulbricht is closed the city, and that closed something. And the wall was in this time named as a wall against the fascistic tendencies in West Berlin. But they could see that the barbed wire on the wall was against the people in Berlin, and that it was impossible from East Berlin to go to West because the barbed wire was on the wall and it was too dangerous, and it was very easy in this time to go from West to East.
The problem of liberty in a socialist state.
What went wrong with Marxism?
A huge and a huge, really a huge army of informers.
We are afraid to speak about literature because for any word we risked to be invited to KGB.
In our country, it was impossible to change something for the people.
When I was studying in conservatory, I lived in hostel, and we afraid that in our room is microphone, and we joked, "Hey, Vanya from KGB, hear us. We speak about anecdotes about Brezhnev and so on." And we was a little afraid.
It was very cruel. The frustration and the unhappiness was really unbelievable.
I think Gorbachev did not understand what he began, what he really began. Before the communists had other ideas, Stalinist idea, Maoist idea, just to kill people. but finally it turned out that it doesn't work. So glasnost is some bourgeois freedom. It is not socialist freedom. But Stalinist construction, practically Leninist construction of socialism, because everything was just from Lenin, all this structure. Leninist construction was very logical. It doesn't work in a long-term time, but they did not know this. So it was very logical. And if you will throw out one brick, and such a brick as closeness. So instead of closeness, you have hole named openness. All construction will be destroyed because it will be now illogical. And it has happened now. But at least Gorbachev defeated, redefined every time the concept of socialism. But he must not defeat, but be ahead of this process, and it is true. It is true for him and for Kant.
The opening of the wall in the television at the 9th of November, and he saw the first cars, Abis, going to West Berlin, looking at these three walls. He was thinking about people who died on this place months before, because they were murdered when they were murdered while they liked to go to the West.
And my aunt opened the door and she said, "You know what's happening? A revolution is taking place in Prague. You came just in the right time, you know, but you will be disappointed because none of the theaters, you know, play. There is nothing doing. You just have to go there and they have all these discussions." And I was all perplexed. I said, "God, what is happening?" So, you know, then I called all my friends and it was like sitting on a roller coaster because, you know, every day instead of sitting at home with my relatives, you know, eating all those good Czech dumplings and sweets, I was actually taking part in all the demonstrations, you know, and, you know, screaming all kinds of slogans and being with people I haven't seen for years and meeting people with whom I studied in 68, you know, remembering all the Czech time when, like, we were marching down the Wenceslas Square with candles in our hands, you know, mourning young Palas, this Czech student who set himself on fire to protest against the invasion in 68, you know, and all these memories came back to my mind, and, you know, this was quite a different feeling. It was, you know, like a miracle was really taking place because I still don't believe it. I don't believe that it happened. It was so strong, such a feeling, you know. You laugh and at the same time tears were running down your face. It was just very, very strong feeling.
We all, everybody, negativists. Very little optimists, but optimists, little crazy men for us, because we see all our situation pessimistically.
The danger is the extreme right and the fascism. And we have to help these countries to avoid the evolution to the extreme right. If the Western Europe is really ready to help Eastern Europe or Western Europe and the United States and the entire Western world is really afraid now that they lose the enemy.
America is not the answer. It's it has some positive things in it, for example, political democracy, but that's not the only thing. It's not the answer.
Don't you have a feeling that America is going to the birds?
Capitalism is better for richer people than for poorer.
New York City, but life in this city is really tough.
The answers that America will provide will not be there. I mean, this country has a lot of problems itself, profound problems, which it cannot resolve. And so far, was not unable.
Do you think capitalism in this country has a human face?
Not enough.
Capitalism.
No capitalism, no the atomic army, not the Atlantic Pact, but Gorbachev destroyed communism.
I feel that we are now witnessing the emergence of a general idea which is conquering people's minds on the eve of the 21st century. It is the idea of unity.
Many thanks to Gorbachev, because he is the reason that India is now open.
Maybe to nam pomůžete, když pomůžete Sovětskému svazu na jeho sice bezbranné, ale přesto nesmírně komplikované cestě k demokracii. Je to cesta daleko komplikovanější.
Classless diversity and its complex problems are such that we can only do it by synthesizing, or at least interlinking, the aspirations, values, achievements, and hopes of different nations.
Not very smooth, not very clever, I think. He is a dictator.
In the world confronted with the nuclear, environmental, and other threats, global unity means a chance for the survival of our civilization. But mankind cannot be really a community of survival. It should be a community of progress. Progress from the east, the west, the north, the south, the highly developed and the less fortunate.
Между тем, сегодня в переосмыслении нуждается сама идея прогресса. Восхождение человечества в
реальности, да, без необходимых схем, and with all these countries, is a very, very complicated question. And it's really the main problem for our next future.
Irreparable damage to the environment, or the exploitation of man or entire nations, or in irreversible moral and ethical losses.
I'm afraid that no one man in our country doesn't know what is it socialism. Because socialism is only a strange idea, but not reality. And if we don't know what is it socialism, what we must think about it? No. We don't know, and because we don't want socialism at all.
And a fundamental restructuring.
What is it? I don't know.
Reason and justice.
International stock exchange will buy out the human race.
You have just heard Melag Scram, a radio sound piece by Richard Teitelbaum, featuring voices and music of Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union. The voices in order of appearance are those of Dmitry Smirnov, Yelena Firsova, Dr. Yuri Orlov, Norman Manea, Gennady Shklarevsky, Zdenek Pashek, Werner Fratzitlo, Dr. Helga Delamotte Haber, Olga Todt, an anonymous Czech translator, Lech Walesa, Mikhail Gorbachev, Václav Havel, Allen Ginsberg, Tuli Kupferberg, and many others. The music included work songs of the Soviet Republic of Georgia, The Iron Foundry by Mosolov, the Soviet Red Army Chorus and Orchestra, Hungarian and Romanian gypsy music, Pipes of Belorussia, a Polish polka, and original music by Richard Teitelbaum. Recorded and mixed by Scott Petito, NRS Studios, Kingston, New York.
The commissioning of Malog Sram was made possible by a grant from the Meet the Composer Reader's Digest commissioning program, in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts and the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund. Malog Sram is a commission of the 1990 New American Radio series. New American Radio is made possible with major funding from the National Endowment for the Arts and additional funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, the Meet the Composer Reader's Digest Commissioning Program, the Jerome Foundation, and the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. The series is produced by New Radio and Performing Arts in Brooklyn, New York, which is solely responsible for its content. The executive producer is Helen Thorrington. Regina Beyer is the associate producer. And I am Valerie Smaldone.